Blog Talk Radio.
Johnny Ringo.
What's going on, John?
I love you, Johnny Ringo.
You must be Ringo.
Keep your hand on your gun.
Johnny Ringo. The deadliest pistol ever since Wild Bill.
Damn, what was his name again?
Johnny Ringo. Johnny Ringo, are you still on the line?
The story spread throughout the land that I had beaten Ringo's hand. And it was just the years, they say, that made me put my guns away. But on his grave, they can't explain the tarnished star above the name of Ringo.
So I would like to say that I hate everyone more now than ever before, except Johnny Ringo. He's the only guy that I like.
Hey, this is Johnny Ringo. How are y'all?
Hello, and welcome to a special edition of the Drunk Cast. I am your host, Ed, in San Antonio, and I'm joined by my asshole co-host, the Peach Machine. What's going on, Peach?
I already regret doing the show. I fucking do the show, Ed, so I can hear the goddamn song, the Mbop song. That's the only reason I call in on time.
I'll play that at the end of the show. It's just that the last time we did a show and I put those on, Stevie totally edited everything off. So
why?
Stevie J's gone PC and he doesn't want us to broadcast I Kissed the Faggot and the Mbop song.
Oh, that's why? Oh. Well, I mean, our language is going to be far worse than that.
Yes, that is true. I did put a warning on Twitter that we're probably going to piss some people off because usually when it's me and you on the show, we're very un-PC and can say shit that gets us in trouble.
Well, I've never been PC in my motherfucking life, and I don't plan on starting it on the Drunk Cast. I was going to ask you something. Fuck, I forgot. It'll come back to me. I do appreciate you playing the Johnny Ringo theme song, though. That was awesome.
Yeah, what's Johnny Ringo up to these days?
You're never going to fucking believe what he's doing. He is actually in politics, and he is working his way to becoming an alderman. So he was campaigning for some position in the city of St. Louis. I think he won, actually. So he's some small-time politician in the city of St. Louis.
That's why St. Louis is all fucked up.
There's a lot more reasons than that, but that's certainly not going to help any.
I'm sure.
Good.
Well, go ahead, go ahead.
I was going to say, St. Louis, have you ever actually been to St. Louis?
No, but I think I'm going to be close next Friday because I think I have a pit stop in Kansas City, and isn't that kind of close?
Oh, that's your connection, is in Kansas City?
Yeah.
It's 4 hours away. It's 260 miles about from Kansas City to St. Louis. It's exactly across the state from each other.
Okay.
So four-hour drive.
A short drive in Texas.
Well, I mean, it's a short drive, really. I mean, people go across the state all the time, you know, back and forth. I mean, fuck, I went to the University of Missouri. That's 2 hours. It's, like, pretty much equidistant between the two cities. It's not very far. But, yeah, Texas, I was looking at – what was I looking at? Oh, I was looking at the dates around the Royal Rumble, and they're going to be doing Royal Rumble in San Antonio, and then they're doing, like, Raw the next night in Dallas and then maybe the next night in Houston or something. Those are actually far fucking drives for those poor guys.
Well, they should tell them that they tell Vince they need to be like the old Crockett Promotions and get them a fucking private jet so they can jet around to the different cities.
Yeah, they treat their fucking performers like shit. They really do. It's the weirdest company. It's like they don't reward loyalty or good behavior. They reward bad behavior and drug test failures. It's crazy. But
yeah.
Speaking of drug test failures, wow. What do you think about
that?
Yeah,
I was kind of like, at first I saw like a post on Twitter, and I'm like, someone's making some kind of rib or something. And then I texted Brian to ask him, and he didn't respond. So that's what made me think that, oh, shit, it might be real.
Oh, shit.
And,
well,
did he Brian said something on Roast Dinner's Ever Live that I don't know if they're going to, him and Tom are going to do a show, or Tom's going to have some kind of statement or something. What I think is, like, because it's funny because he's always been one of those guys that, oh, he's always like, I'm the only one clean, everyone's dirty type dude. And
yeah.
I know he got an ex because they showed up and he wasn't there one time or something. So I'm wondering if it's just something stupid like that. Like they showed back up to his house and the dude was getting a Happy Meal for his kid at McDonald's or something like that.
So it wasn't, a failure. It was a miscommunication strike.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard the real reason, but I know that he's already had one of those against him. So I don't know how many it takes to count as a failure, but that will count as a failure if you hit the limits, which I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's 2, 3, or what. But yeah, that comes up as failing the test if you miss so many because you're supposed to tell him that, okay, at 3:15, I'm going to be at the red light on the corner of so-and-so between the gym and the house and some, you know, bullshit like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's good that they're taking that USADA's taking the shit seriously. Like, I appreciate that and that they're going out and they're trying to catch guys because everyone's fucking doing something, and this is even proof further. And like, I'm not saying Tom's doing something, but whatever the fuck happened, and they're going after guys. And even if Tom's story, you know, he's proven to be innocent, at least they're going after guys and they're making guys accountable. And I can appreciate that. I hope for his career he's clean and nothing happens and it was a mistake. But I doubt it.
Yeah, he could also be, you know, it's also done to make an example so that the next dude is like, oh, shit, let me make sure I don't fuck around on my application and I better put that I'm going to the gay nightclub one night or something, or I'm going to go with my girlfriend to get an abortion on this night or whatever fucked up thing they're up to, you know what I mean? instead of just putting, I'll be at home, I'll be at the gym. Because you know that's probably what most of them put.
Right, that's their only. I like the abortion clinic angle. You're not gonna want to come see me. I'm gonna be at work. I'm gonna be handling some business. So, you know, we'll talk later.
You know, they're not gonna want to put okay on every Thursday between 3 and 4. I go to the Asian Rug and Tug on Paradise Road. You know.
yeah. I mean, but like. Those guys are no bullshit. Those testers, you know, I've met some of the Olympic guys, the Olympic like officiants and guys who are like, if you ever watch the Olympics, or you'll always see people standing around with like blazers on or something. And they're just people there. I've talked with those guys and they're, you know, usually officials or something. And, I mean, they don't fuck around at all. So it's not like you could like joke your way out of it. Like you're not there at the right time. Like it's letter of the law. That guy's not going to cut you any slack.
Yeah. Well, the only real Olympic sports I watch is just the female gymnastics, and that's about it.
But yeah, but you know what I mean. If you look around, there's always like people standing everywhere, and they're all officials of some capacity. Anyway, I watched a shitload of the Olympics. I love the Olympics.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed on the gymnastic team. There's been much hotter teams in the past, but the one little Puerto Rican girl that's on Dancing with the Stars, she's pretty hot. And the one brunette one has got, like, some of the most incredible legs I've ever seen in my life.
I hate to say it,
but the two black ones were very unattractive. And the other white one is, like, the most uncharismatic gymnastics person I've ever seen in my life, so... But that was
what were the names?
The only one I remember.
Well, you know,
like over here, man.
I mean, I will agree. This was not one of the hotter teams. I was a much bigger fan when the Ham brothers were on the team in 2004. That's what you meant, right?
No, that's definitely not what I meant. But
oh,
I knew that.
You don't remember Paul Ham?
I only watch the girls' women's Olympics. I kind of skip the guys.
Yeah, you know. Okay. You know, and those guys went on to great careers on American Ninja Warrior. Like, what do you do after your Olympic gymnast? Like, your career's over at basically 19, and, like, you've got this completely worthless skill, right? Other than, you know, perhaps as gymnastics instructor or ninja. Other than that, I don't know what the fuck you could possibly do with your skill. So what do those chicks do? There's no money.
Well, I mean, there's a few of them that have, like, been able to prolong their fame, like Nadia Comaneci and then Mary Lou Redden. She still gets a paycheck for just Redden doing a cameo in her red, white, and blue leotard, doing a few flips here and there.
Okay, so they do cameos. I just picture it like the wrestler, Foxcatcher. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
The movie Foxcatcher.
Fox. Yeah.
Well, at the start of the movie, there's Channing Tatum who's playing Mark Schultz. He's speaking at like a high school, like auditorium for kids, as like an Olympian, and like the kids are just yawning and like not paying attention, and he's giving the most boring ass speech ever. And that's how I assume most Olympic, you know, post Olympic careers go, is like this pretty average speaker tour, you know, and then maybe a half a book deal that never gets picked up, and then you're like, fuck, what am I? And then they just end up being like secretary at their high school. I'm just guessing.
Well, I know they get to make some money like the first year after, because they kind of go on tour and they kind of portray it like it's for them, for all the little girls and kids that come and watch them. But you know, it's half little girls and half old perverts.
Well,
that,
sure.
You know, just want to see.
But that's like, you know, if you win, if you're the winners, like what about all the gymnastics who we don't even remember their names? Like, there's hundreds and thousands of them. Like, what the fuck do they do? The only other profession I can think of would be like pole dancer. And if you're an Olympian, you've probably got a little more dignity than that. So, I mean, I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe you should, like, do a report, and then the next time we do a show, you can let us know exactly what you're doing.
I will do that, because we know what our fans want here on the Drunk Cast. You want to know statistics about women's gymnastics post-Olympic careers, and I'll bring that to you.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I guess they could go into professional wrestling. That's what we're about to see some women's wrestling. Some
hey, Alexa
be
Bliss,
some good wrestlers.
Alexa Bliss is my favorite woman on WWE TV right now, and she's a former gymnast.
That's the one that's like the pigtails, the blonde, short. She's real short. Okay.
Yeah. Dressing like Harley Quinn and or Freddy Krueger. Yeah, she's hot. I like her.
You think? Okay, let's rate the divas. Let's do this. Let's turn this into this show. I'm gonna give you a diva, okay? And you give me like a rating, like a 10 or something like that.
All right.
Okay, you ready? Okay. I was about to go to WWE.com. Like, I can't fucking think of 25 immediately. All right. This is gonna be actually pretty dumb. All right. Nikki Bella.
I'd give her an 8.
Okay, an 8. A lot of people would probably go with her as the number one hottest diva. But, all right, 8. Brie Bella.
She's probably got the best boobs out of all of them.
Oh, well, you know, they're paid for by John Cena, so. Yeah. Attaboy.
I got to go. So, Brie, I gotta go 8.5, because I've always, for some reason, been more attractive to Brie than Nikki. Of course, a lot of that was when Brie had tits that were the same size as Nikki's, but, you know, she kind of got rid of those. So, but I think she's got prettier face than Nikki.
Yeah, and she hasn't been ravaged by John Cena's enormous dick. I mean, I don't know that you know, Brian's probably got an average, you know, a normal man-sized penis, but I can just imagine Cena's is just like roided out, super veiny cock. I mean, not that I think of John Cena's cock that often. I mean, a little bit, but who doesn't?
And then he's got that amazing healing factor where he recovers from injuries, so, you know, his dick might recover quicker than a normal dick. And
right. He doesn't have no refractory period. Yeah, no, he just goes, and then no refractory, and then he's back at it. Bam. And then he – anyway, I will stop making horrible porn puns for Stevie J. Doesn't have to edit all this shit out. all right, Naomi.
A two. I do not think Naomi is attractive at all. She's got a big butt. I don't think she's attractive at all. I'm sorry. I think she's the least attractive. Well, actually, I think Ember Moon in NXT is a little more unattractive than her. But, yeah.
Hey, you're not making the picks. I'm making the picks. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Nia Jax.
That's actually a weird one because she actually has a very pretty face. I'll go.
She does. Two and a half.
I'll go six. I'll go six with Nia Jax.
Six. And Naomi's a two. All right. Okay. All right. Let's see who's a three and a four. Sasha Banks, one of my faves.
I'll go seven on Sasha Banks. I think she's hot, but I'm not the biggest Sasha Banks fan.
She looks really good on TV. I'll bet she's not real life hot.
On one hand she looks hot, on the other hand she does look rancid. So
it's kind of
appropriate when they used to chant rancid and someone was chanting, "No, she's not."
I thought they were chanting ratchet.
Isn't that what I said?
You said rancid. It's the same thing. But, yeah, ratchet. Because the only reason I know that is because she had that shirt that said, "I'm not ratchet" on it.
Oh, okay.
And then I was like,
makes
is she saying
my
rat
words sound
shit?
Different.
Oh, okay. 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 Yeah, that's what we're going with. Every time Ed says something incorrectly, you just heard it wrong.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Okay. Charlotte Flair.
I'll go a six with Charlotte.
I think Charlotte is fucking disgusting. I think she looks like a horse. I think she's got the same ab structure as Brock Lesnar, and her ass looks like a taut 9-year-old boy's. It's she's not pretty. And she's got a fucking up close mustache for real.
And she kind of does have a dad's nose, so that's not good.
I mean, that said, I'd fucking plow the hell out of her, because you know she's a WWE diva 3, but she's a real life at least 7.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
Yeah.
What's the Japanese chick Asuka?
Asuka.
Or Asuka. Asuka. Or, yeah, you don't pronounce it like, yeah, Asuka.
Yeah, she's, I'll go 9 with Asuka. She's getting a little old. Or else it would have been a 10 a few years ago.
You said 9?
Yeah.
You said 9. 9.
You know I like the Asian women.
I forgot you love Asian women. You're right. Oh, man, you're right. I think she's very pretty, and she's got some nice tits as well. I'd go an 8. Yeah, 7. Yeah, maybe 7. If she was playing a baby face, she'd probably be a little bit hotter. But
had I not seen her for a few years in Shimmer before, I'd actually go with a 10. But I know she's actually prettier because she's aged a little bit. So I have to take off a point.
Oh. And I don't really like the fucking one weird mascara line across, like, the unibrow. Like, what's that? That's dumb. But
you know, she used to fucking put, like, fucking makeup and swastikas on in Japan and shit.
What? Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, dude. I've seen her, like, with that or, like, a massive swastika. There was, like, some worry that she might get in trouble if the shit came out. But the shit never really came out. That's surprising.
Well, but in Japan, The swastika is a different symbol. Or was she doing it meant as Nazi, like neo-Nazism?
I think she had some somewhat neo-Nazism gear. I'd have to go back and look, but
look, dude,
it's weird because usually if they make like some kind of comment or something, it'll blow up on Twitter. Like I think Havoc from the indie scene was getting a tryout, and people don't like Havoc. So while she's in the ring at her tryout, they went back years and years and years on her Twitter and found her joking around with her black friend and you know, she's joking with her black friend, but she's kind of being, I guess, a little racist, but not really because it's her friend, but it can be interpreted if you don't know that. So they all tweeted these, and she was there pretty much like, yeah, we're probably not going to use you.
Huh. Huh.
Same thing happened with Seth Rollins. Same thing happened with Seth Rollins' girlfriend because she had a swastika on her dresser or on her mirror or something, and that got out, and that got her fired, too.
I went to Korea 5 years ago, and I got off the plane and on the bus, and I'm looking out the window, and first, like, all the street signs look like goddamn alien symbols, but we drive by this one building, and there's just a row of swastikas, and I'm like, oh, fuck, they got white supremacists here? That's crazy. I thought that shit was just in North Carolina. And then, no, it was explained to me that it was a symbol of, I think they might have even said peace. I mean, I know I could look it up, but I'm not going to fucking bother with that. Anyway, so, well.
Hey, getting the right facts has never been something we've been pretty
no,
good
I don't
at.
Fucking bother with that shit. All right,
facts
Becky Lynch.
Don't matter.
Yeah.
Becky Lynch, I'll give Becky a 9 also. I know you don't like her.
I will cut your dick off.
But I think she's, ever since she went to that shade of red on her hair, I think she's fucking hot as shit. Even though Kevin Dunn thinks she talks funny.
She does talk funny.
Yeah.
She talks
she's
like
one of them
where
foreigners.
She's from. Yeah, she talks from, she's a fucking Brit, but. Actually, I think, is she Scottish? I don't know what she is.
She is from Ireland, stupid.
Okay, she is not attractive. She has a dumpy ass that covered up by good gear.
She does wear some shitty gear, I will give you that.
Yeah,
she wears some
it's to cover up her dumpy, her dimpled out ass. She smiles terribly. Her hair is so fake, it's ridiculous. And I hate her mannerisms. In the ring, she is awful.
Well,
I just don't care for her. I'm going to give her a 0. I wouldn't fuck her with Charlotte Flair's dick.
I would.
All right, fair enough.
I prefer my own dick, but yeah, I'd deal with Charlotte.
Okay. Who else? Natalia.
I'd give her an 8.
She's been looking like she's been slimming down some.
Well, even with that, though, even if she is slimming down, she's one of those girls that you can grab a hold of and you know you're not going to hurt.
She might hurt you, from what I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to think of who else is on Total Divas. Eva Marie.
I'd have to give her a 10. She's fucking hot.
Dude, she's fucking. I mean, the fake plasticky looking hair really bothers me.
Well, she's that redhead right now. She went back to being a brunette for that movie she's doing.
Oh, well, I've seen her lately. Okay. All right. How about? So you gave her almost a 10?
Yeah.
All right. How about Paige?
Paige, I'd give about.
This is weird. She's got that uniqueness that a lot of guys would probably rate it high.
She's also, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but she's also a cokehead, and it's easier to score with cokeheads than other chicks. So I'll give her a 9 because there's actually a plausibility factor that you probably hit that if you just caught her at the right time and you had the right amount of cocaine on you.
Well, you don't think she's faithful to Alberto Del Rio? Come on.
When cocaine's involved,
no. How about who's the one that Dave always shits all over? Dana Brooke.
Oh my God, I give her a 0. She's fucking ugly as shit. She's fucking getting fat, or she looked like she was pregnant the last time she was on Raw. She has the most hideous sounding fucking voice. I wouldn't even want to hear her moaning when I'm fucking hitting it. So 0. I can't stand Dana Brooke. I hate everything about Dana Brooke twice as much as you fucking hate Becky.
That's a hell of a lot of hate. All right. Last one. Let's see. Lita.
Modern day Lita. I'd actually still give her an 8 because she's got that kind of MILF Brazzers look, kind of. And I'd still hit her. Now, Young Lita, I'd probably give a 10 to because. Young Lita, I'd give a 10 to because, you know, she was pretty hot. And then that thong gimmick was pretty fucking hot, too.
Yeah, that was pretty hot. But, I mean, whenever I think back, like, there was a time in my life where I rated Trish Stratus as the hottest female on the planet. But I was also 19 and, you know, had the testosterone of a 19-year-old. And I just wonder if I would still think that they're hot, like, by today's standard. I mean, I guess I could just look them up, but I'm not going to do that.
Well, you're gonna find out live next week with Mickey James.
Yeah, Mickey James. I was never really into Mickey James. I don't really like the country thing. I don't like anything like the boots and that cowboy hat. That doesn't do anything for me. It actually does the opposite.
Dude, did you ever see her when she was on, I don't know if it was like Maury or Jerry Springer before she became a famous wrestler?
You know I did not.
She was one of those like, I was ugly then, but now I'm hot. And they bring out like the dude who she liked, who shitted on her, and now she's there wearing that little fucking mini dress and fucking high heels.
Oh, really?
She's all, oh, yeah, you're hot now. And then she's all, well, fuck you, motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like on that show where they bring it out and, like, flaunt it, and then the girl's just, like starts, like, pointing at her ass and, like, putting it in his face. It's like, oh, by the way, I'm also now a huge whore. It's like, oh, bravo. Great, you got a hot new body and you're a huge slut. Because you have low self-esteem from years of eating your fucking feelings, fat bitch.
Did you ever see her foot fetish photo she did?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Sadly, I did.
I wish I was that dude.
There's some even more bizarre photos of Mickey James out there that I've seen. I'll tell you about them sometime. All right, we're done with the diva game.
and just in case if the women wrestlers for Shimmer are listening to this show, this is a entertainment show and a parody, and you know I might say something on the air that I would not say in person.
Exactly, this is all for comedy and for entertainment. Yeah. You don't take us. This is not legal advice or medical advice.
I actually respect women and women's wrestlers and women's ability to wrestle very much so.
Hey, I grab them right in the pussy. You know what I mean? I'm the type of guy who walks up and just grabs them right in the pussy. So, you know, I just do what our leaders do. So,
yeah. I actually did have a conversation with Mia Yim like the last time we were hanging out where we were talking about like how like some Shimmer fans don't like me, and I'm like, well, it's just because I'm fucking honest. You know what I mean? Some of them, you know what I mean? They try and act like
some
it's all about
fans
the work rate.
Don't like you?
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, it's all – so a bunch of them, it's all about the work rate, whereas I like the work rate, but I still like a hot chick, and if someone's hot, I'll say it, and you're not supposed to do that.
Oh, you're not?
Disrespectful or whatever. But just being honest, though. And she tells me I'm one of the most respectful fans she's ever met, so, you know what? So I'll take her opinion over these other geeks that are being the crowd next week.
Well, you don't
not all of them.
You don't got to fucking.
Not all of them suck. I've met a lot of cool people at the Shimmer shows, but there are some fucking like people you're like, shut the fuck up.
Well, I just, you know, I'll defend you here because I've been around you and around WWE divas in the same vicinity, and you were fucking behaved. Yes, this show is a goof. This is not really who we are as people. I'm not really a lesbian princess. I'm not. I'm a queen. I'm not even really a dude. I don't even know what I am. But anyway, I'm looking forward to Shimmer, quite frankly. The Cubs won the World Series. We're going to be up in Chicago. It's going to be crazy.
Could you imagine if the Shimmer was like a week earlier and fucking like we were there like the night of the parade or something like that. That would have been insane.
Yeah, it'll still be cool, man. I mean, it's just next Friday. Like, people are still going to – I mean, it's been 108 fucking years. They're not going to forget in 8 days.
Yeah. No kidding. But I was like, because the first time that I went to Shimmer, I stayed kind of close to the, they were just doing the venue that they're at Sunday, which is Berwyn. And it's out there. So I didn't really see, I mean, my one friend took me to the Squared Circle, which used to be Victoria's restaurant before her husband cheated on her with one of the waitresses or whatever. We went there, but other than that, you know, I didn't really see Chicago. But the last trip, I stayed downtown. And compared to the downtown in San Antonio, that shit is insane. I mean, it was weird because it's like you see movies and it's like New York in the street and everyone's honking at each other. And that's exactly how Chicago was. I mean, the traffic was unreal. People honking, the fucking cab driver trying to run my Uber off the road a couple times. I mean, it was insane. And we're staying downtown Friday and Saturday, so it's going to be crazy. The only thing I didn't like about Chicago is that motherfucking place is expensive.
Well, yeah, downtown. That's why you don't live there. Yeah. Just go there a couple times a year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, man. I'm really looking forward to it. So, what was I going to say? Tell me about what we got planned for the Royal Rumble weekend. I'm trying to get the old crew back together. I'm going to try to get just everybody who ever went to Vegas with me. I'm going to try to get them to go to the Royal Rumble because they're not going to go to Vegas.
Is Julie single at the moment?
I don't know. I don't know what Julie's deal is. I'll find out for you. But like I said, you might know more about her than I do. She's probably on all of her Facebook.
Not really. She doesn't really post too much. But I always thought Julie was a hot little thing. Even when she like fucking scraped off half her face that one time in Vegas.
Oh yes, that was a great time.
I mean, she literally looked like Two-Face from Batman that weekend. But I would still hit it.
Shocking, dude. So what? What are we going to do down? Are we just going to go downtown San Antonio one night, or what are we going to do?
I've been trying not to think about it until after Shimmer, but there's a basically I'm thinking the best place to go before the Royal Rumble would be this one place called Ojos Locos, which I think translates to Crazy Eyes, and that's basically the Mexican Hooters.
Mm-hmm.
And they serve those, like, 100-ounce beers that they bring to the table and everyone shares. So. And the waitresses are all, if you like Mexican girls, you'll really enjoy it. So I'm thinking maybe that. There's a couple Mexican restaurants that stay open late, so maybe, like, after NXT, hit up one of those. I'll make more of an effort to, like, really plan shit after Shimmer. But
okay.
Shit like that.
And they can look out for the info on the board, yeah. And then I'll put it in the daily update when we get it finalized, what we're going to do. Because I'd like to go see NXT on Saturday night and then whatever Sunday and then go to the show. And then, fuck, man, I don't know. I can't remember where Raw is the next time, but I don't know. Do the loop. Drive.
Yeah.
That might be fun.
Yeah. And just make sure your connections hook us up for all the shows. I expect front row for NXT. I expect front row for the Royal Rumble. Maybe I'll let you buy maybe second or third row at the most.
I got news for you. We're going to have to probably buy tickets for the Rumble.
What?
They probably already sold.
Alicia Fox isn't booked on the Royal Rumble.
Have you seen her on TV recently? She's not booked for much.
Not since Nia Jax beat her up. Or when she accidentally hit Nia Jax in the face on Raw, that was fucking awesome.
I fear that may be her role for the foreseeable future.
What if Nanny's on the show? Wouldn't TJ be in town and hook us up?
TJ is not going to be in town for any WWE events for any time in the near future. I can promise you that. Yeah, he's not on very good terms with them right now. Still pretty upset. And rightfully so, he almost died. So anyway. But we'll see what we can do. I know, maybe get some people to hang out. whatever.
Yeah, there's probably about, I would imagine there's at least 20 or so people from the website coming.
The problem is they all drive to Raw, so immediately after, so it had to be like Saturday night. That's probably when they all get into town.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think they might do a big week? You know, they might try to make the Rumble big and do like a 3-day show or something like that. Who knows?
Well, hopefully they do. And if by some miracle Alicia Fox is booked on the show, I'd be more than happy to be her official driver for the weekend. She can save on a rental car. She don't have to worry about the rental car. I got it covered.
No, she only has to worry about getting places on time, being driven by a Mexican fucking retard.
It's my city. At least I know where I'm going here. You know what I mean? It's not like it's a different city.
Yeah, but you probably don't have car insurance. Look, I'm just saying what our president's going to say. You may not even be allowed in this fucking country in a couple more days, buddy. You just watch yourself. Have you been working on the wall? Have you been working on the wall? You're supposed to be building that fucker.
I don't do manual labor. What are you talking about?
Oh, newspaper throwing? You have a robot that sits in your lap?
Well, it's at UPS, because you know how I've been at UPS for about 20 years. This past year, I've kind of been in this different area, and they'll have, like, three trailers that we load about 5 or 6 trailers. Anyway, in these trailers, when we start, there's these pallets in the trailers.
Yep.
And I will not fucking touch or help with the fucking pallets. And people are like, how can you at least help us? I'm like, I've been here 20 years. I ain't touching those motherfucking things. I get paid too much to do that shit.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Work smarter, not harder, dog.
Yeah, so they know everyone has to get the pallets but me. I'm like the guy. I'm like the veteran wrestler who doesn't have to do fucking ring crew.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that sucked. Oh, you didn't see the I made an appearance in a wrestling match a couple weeks ago in California. Yeah. Tag team.
No, I didn't see that. What was this?
This was an indie out in Santa Cruz, California. My buddy is the booker on it. And so
is this like Pothead Wrestling Federation or something?
Yeah, exactly. You'd love it. It's not the Pothead Wrestling Federation. They just happen to be sponsored by a bunch of like medical marijuana shops. It's fucking awesome. They give them all sorts of free shit. you know, not weed, but they give them all sorts of free promotional stuff. And then they promote the shit out of the show, so they draw really well. So it was super fun. And so he and I we set up a little angle, and he and I were the babyface tag team in the main event, and we went over clean. So
I can't even imagine how horrible that match would be.
Oh, dude, are you kidding me? I'm a fucking great wrestler.
I've seen you. You suck.
What have you seen? You haven't seen shit. You saw some bullshit on the internet.
I've seen you trying to do a fucking delirious imitation.
That was a great promo.
You're trying to do some UFC fighter shitty gimmick.
That's not a gimmick. I'm a fucking badass, and I will fuck you up. Speaking of, I need to call out CM Punk again. Hey, Punk, if you're listening, fucking get out of your UFC contract. You're not going to fight again for them. You're going to fight me in Bellator. We're going to do it in either St. Louis or Chicago, preferably St. Louis, because I know they run there. And we're going to bill it as the St. Louis versus Chicago rivalry. And I'm your second match, motherfucker. Let's make it happen. What do you think about that, Ed? You want to be in my corner?
I'd be in your corner, but I'd be like the asshole corner man who's like putting shit in your water that you don't know about. So when you take the piss test after the fight, that you fail for some bullshit.
Oh, don't worry, you don't have to put that. I will have ingested plenty of that beforehand. I plan on.
You remember that one? There was an old famous boxing match where the fucking corner man's got, give him the special mix, give him the mix I made,
mm-hmm.
and the dude
mm-hmm.
getting his ass
mm-hmm.
kicked the whole first fight, and then all of a sudden by the end he's all ready to go, and the other guy, he wins the fight because the other guy got tired while he's all like coked up and shit.
Yeah, what was that? What movie was that?
It wasn't a movie, it was a real fight.
Oh, really? I thought I've seen The Simpsons do that or something.
I'm sure it's been parodied, but no, there's an actual fight. You can hear the trainer. No, give him the mix I made.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
dude.
Cool. He gave him like liquid cocaine or something, or just some sort of fucking
caffeine boost or something. Cocaine in his water or something. So by the end of the fight, you know, he's getting his ass kicked the whole time. But by the end of the fight, the other guy's all tired because he's been whooping the guy's ass, and this guy's all fucking like. Whatever he's on, I don't know if it was cocaine, but whatever he's on, he was all fucking roaring to go and fucking won at the end.
I swear to you, if I fight, this was actually going to be my plan, was I was going to try and ingest steroids after the fight, but before the piss test, so that I would pass all my tests up until the post-fight test, just to see if I could pull it off. Like, quick, like, jab myself with some Deca. Because, I mean, I assume it would get in my system fast enough. I mean, I'm only going to fight one time anyway. It might as well be, like, the craziest thing happened. I failed a fight, failed a drug test for steroids after the fight.
It'd be better if you failed for, like, some kind of pregnancy hormone thing or something that guys aren't supposed to have. They're going to be like,
you're being
disqualified because you are pregnant.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be funny. Yeah, I'll get like a really high oxytocin injection or something. Like, I don't know how the fuck you got all this. or my TE ratio will be so super high estrogen or epitest, just the opposite direction. Yeah, I'll try to – that'd be real smart, actually. But I, if I do fight CM Punk, I swear to you, at the end when I beat him, I'm going to say I'd like to thank Satan for helping me pass all my steroid tests.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Because fuck everybody thanking Jesus is bullshit. I hate that. Are you going to watch the UFC tomorrow night?
It's just a fight night, right?
Yeah, it's nothing big. Tony Ferguson versus Dos Anjos.
Yeah.
Rafael Dos Anjos, the ex-champion.
Okay,
fuck
Brazilian people. Fuck Brazilian people. There's an R, and it does not sound like an H. All right, his name is Rafael, not Rafael.
Fuck Brazilian people and your stupid pronunciation. Fuck you.
Like Royce, it's not Royce, it's Royce, you jackass.
Yeah, you other cultures that are different.
Yeah,
you're not allowed to do things differently than us.
And then also with Jay, they fuck around with Jay. Says, his name ain't Jose. His name's Jose.
Who, Aldo?
Yeah.
They pronounce the J, but not the R.
I don't know what they do. I'm fucking. Everything sounds like an H in Brazil.
Huh. Well, I've never been. Huh. But I do make fun of my Brazilian jiu-jitsu instructor all the time. And it's okay because he can kill me a million ways from Sunday, so I don't give a shit. He does it every day. Oh, what do you think about
that? I was waiting for you to run out of shit to talk about, and then that was our first gap, so it took you 45 minutes to run out of useful shit to talk about. Are you
I was really only because I was doing something for the second. I was lighting something on fire, if you catch my drift.
Yeah. Well, I've been hitting something else, but I've been trying not to refer to that for other reasons.
Oh, all right. All right, what are we doing? Are we now? All right, never mind. Moving on.
Yeah.
What do you think about UFC 205? You gonna watch that?
Probably gonna have to break down and buy that one. And, fucking, they cost too goddamn much. Fucking, I totally forgot. Because this week and next week was supposed to be my Shimmer money, but then I forgot that I ordered a USB and some other shit, and it's like, I don't have any fucking money this week. It was all dependent on next week's check. So my that might affect my my merch purchases next week.
Well, at least you're not going to have to buy UFC at 205, because that's going to be the night of fucking Shimmer. I just thought of this. We're not going to see UFC 205. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Does it save me some money then?
I guess,
of course, it's money I pay the next month.
Yeah.
We got smartphones. We can follow it on. We can follow Dave on Twitter.
That's true. Yeah, we'll know what's going on. But I think Alvarez is going to beat McGregor. I think this might be the end of McGregor. I think he had a good run. But
the one thing, that one press conference they did, fucking McGregor looked like he was 30 pounds heavier than fucking Alvarez.
Yeah, that's not good. Eddie Alvarez is super fast.
Yeah, but then
he can take a beating. Yeah, but he can take a beating.
I hope,
man,
I hope Alvarez wins, but fuck, I'll be pissed if he doesn't, because then it's just you have to hear. It'd be so odd. UFC's got to make all that money, like $140 million to break even, and fucking what happens if McGregor gets his ass kicked a couple more times and Ronda comes back and gets her ass kicked, and then who do they have to fucking draw?
Brock suspended. Yeah, Brock don't give a fuck. Yeah, shit. They gotta have to make some new guys, aren't they? Well, I mean, Tony Ferguson. I don't know if he could be a draw, but I think he could knock off RDA tomorrow, and he could become a contender at 55 or 45 or wherever he's fucking fighting.
He's one of those dudes that has exciting fights, but he's not a draw. I mean, there's not really.
No.
Once you get past Conor and Ronda, because like the guys who were draws or have gotten so old, like. You know, like maybe GSP for one fight, but then he'll probably lose that one and that'll be it. Nate needs like Connor, you know, someone like Connor to draw. He's not going to draw against.
I don't think
Tony
he does
Ferguson.
Anymore. I think Nate Diaz will draw on his own now. I think he's a made guy.
I think
both Diaz brothers are draws.
He might make like 350 instead of 250.
Oh, man, I disagree. He's not going to do $1 million on his own. No, he's not. But he might do $750 on his own. I really think that, man. I mean, you've been at those were you at 200? No, you weren't at 200. The motherfucker came in the building, like, just casually, and he was just he was the most over guy in the building the whole night. He's over with everybody. I mean, all my jiu-jitsu buddies, all they talk about is Diaz brothers. All those guys who are into fighting love the Diaz brothers, and those are the guys that order the pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm.
But,
well,
hey,
I mean,
he hasn't been put on top by himself yet.
Yeah, I wasn't there. I was at the sweet party instead of at the thing. Speaking of which, I kind of want to bury Dez, but I probably shouldn't.
Yeah, let's not do this here.
Yeah.
You can bury him to me personally.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to bury him. Next week for sure, but yeah, I'll let him slide on the show.
Well, he's my buddy, and I like him. But y'all can have your beef.
Oh, I like him too, but my God, he's a dumbass sometimes. But anyway.
Anyway, I'm not. No comment. No comment. Whatever. Are you going to do your Shimmer reports after we go to the show?
Yeah.
You going to do them at half-guarded?
Well, I seriously doubt Josh is going to let me put them on fucking the fucking front page, especially after I've been burying them ever since the last one on Twitter.
Nobody fucking cares, dude. You're going to get front page at half-guarded, though, every time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So fuck the front page and not see at WrestlingObserver.com. He can kiss my ass. And I've told him that plenty of times on Twitter.
Oh, he knows it. He knows your ass is available to be kissed. So, damn, I just, we're going to miss 205. I guess that's going to save me $60. All right. Who are you going to take, Connor or Eddie?
Well, I like Eddie, but I'm kind of worried Connor's going to win.
Yeah, I'll have to check out the odds. I'm feeling Alvarez, though. He looked really good. I mean, I was – were you at that show when he won the title? I was at that one. I was in Vegas. It was awesome.
I don't give a fuck
about
UFC.
Oh,
UFC sucks.
Okay. Well, you ain't saying that when Ronda's fighting.
Oh, I like Ronda. I like Paige Van Zandt even more. I give Paige Van Zandt Infinity Billion.
An 11? Hey, there you go.
That's not even close enough.
Solid
11
score.
Times a billion times infinity. That's Paige Van Zandt.
What about her? Because she's like tiny little
she's
boy figure.
Hot,
with,
she's,
I get
it.
She's skinny. And she's got nice ass and nice legs, but she's got no
shit. She was doing some talk show from Sacramento, and she's wearing these fucking high heels. Oh, my God. I pretty much just pulled out my dick and started jacking off right there.
She's got a mouthy little face.
Oh, she's fucking hot, dude. Shut up.
I think there's hotter.
You keep talking about Paige Van Zandt. You ain't got to worry about CM Punk because I'm gonna beat your ass.
Oh, buddy, you're like my students that talk shit to me every day. I always say tell them the same thing. Why don't you come down to my boxing gym? We'll work this out. Oh, no, you don't want to? Oh, okay. See you later. But I will take on you or Punk or Filthy Tom. So, or Brian again. We need to do another battle is what we need to do. Who can I fight?
I would say me, but that would only last like 3 seconds, you know, and then no one would get their money
for it. Yeah, you'd have a
heart
attack.
Vegas for nothing, so you'd have to fight somebody like...
Yeah, you'd choke on my cock, right? I know.
You could, whatever. You could fight Dez. I'd enjoy that. I might actually root for you in that one.
I'm not going to fight a grandpa. Come on.
Or Rodney. You can fight Rodney.
I'm not going to fight a Republican.
I'm sure Rodney would enjoy whooping your ass. He'll be on the mound and be like, tell me I'm voting for Trump. Fuck you. Boom.
Rodney's too polite. He would... If I went to guard, he'd help me up. He'd be like, "Oh, so, are you okay? Let me help you up."
Hey, did I tell you? I don't know. We might have talked about this, but did I tell you what happened at that show? This little indie show that I went to that Mia Yim was on a few weeks ago.
No.
That involved like a merch table and her losing her goddamn mind.
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh!
Well, anyway.
I think I did. But whatever, yeah.
Okay. Well, you've already heard it, so it's all right. But that was awesome. Fucking these two Mexicans decided they were going to have a hardcore match in this fucking, like, 30-person show, and they went over to where her merch table was. And the one guy threw the other guy through the merch table, and she happened to be watching, and she lost her shit and ran over and started cussing these dudes out and fucking in front of everybody and stuff.
During
awesome.
The match?
During the match, the dudes are still trying to have a match while Mia Yim's cussing their ass out in front of everybody.
That's pretty awesome.
And she actually stopped like the other guy from throwing because it was a tag team match, and they were going to like destroy the other table, and she kind of stopped that, but. She lost her fucking goddamn mind on this. And then when they went to the back, the guys they had like a little thing outside the building for the guys to change or whatever. So they went back there to get away from her. So the referee decided to keep arguing and tell them how disrespectful they are. And they fucking mouthed off to this older referee. And the referee basically told them straight out. He's like, you guys need to get in your fucking car and leave before I get back from my car because I'm going to get my gun and shoot your motherfucking asses. So They jumped in their car and got the fuck out of there before they got shot. But it was just awesome watching Mia Yim just lose her fucking mind at, on these dudes. Hopefully Prazak will troll her and have somebody throw the, throw someone through her gimmick table so she can go crazy at Shimmer too. That'd be awesome.
That'd be good. Well, listen, we're going to wrap this up because I got to go.
You got 4 minutes, dude. What the hell? That's a professional,
yeah,
dude. You know who you could fight?
Yeah.
Since we'll be in Chicago, you could fight, what's her name? Rhonda's buddy?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Shayna. Shayna's going to be there.
Oh, Shayna will be there? Oh, fuck. I'll fight her.
Yeah. I bet she'd whip your ass, so.
I've seen her. Shit. Her stand-up's weak.
Yeah, but
she
got ground
game. I've seen her get
fresh shoot.
Doubt it. I'll take her on. All right, Shane, I'm calling you out. We'll roll.
All right, I'm going to be an asshole and fucking instigate shit next week.
What? You?
I'll be like,
no.
My buddy says he tapped out Roderick Strong faster than you and that you suck.
Do it. Oh, I'll tap Roddy out instantly. He's a great professional wrestler. But that's it. All right. Well, now I've talked enough shit on the show. A lot of people are going to want to fight me, so I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Right. All right. Well, I guess we can end the show. And let me make you happy. Do you want to hear both of them or just the M-Buff?
Just the M-Buff.
All right. We'll have a show next week. Probably be a Shimmer show because my other two hosts are so goddamn undependable. I have no idea what's going on with them, so we'll be back sometime next week before Shimmer and then probably after Shimmer, and then we'll talk to everybody then. You go through all the pain inside. You feel your back has gone so fast. It goes too fast. Yeah. Oh, so long, so long, so many years. Yeah, go up, thanks, I'm checking it out.
Bye, everybody.